Hi, everyone. This is Natasha Ingman, and you are listening to Church Girl Rehab. So it's been about 2 weeks, and if you can hear how different my voice sounds, I'm getting over a cold and a double ear infection, and I lost my voice for about a week. I'm on antibiotics. I don't have corona, but I'm back, and I wanted to just talk to you guys a little bit about this quarantine life. I know it's the hot topic right now because we're all kind of stuck in it, but I'm just going to jump on the bandwagon and talk about it as well. I kind of don't necessarily have too much of a plan for this episode. I just wanted to get back into the swing of things and talk to you guys and kind of just catch everybody up with everything. So during this quarantine time, I know that we can get a little complacent. We can get a little couch potato-y, if you will. There's millions of videos on YouTube, tons to watch on Netflix, and we can kind of get stuck in that rut. But something that God has really put on my heart during this time is to not do that. Is to stay motivated, stay working, even to the point where he's given me all this time to, you know, lose the baby weight and feel good about myself. So when we come out of this, I am a transformed person inside and out. But what are you guys doing along those lines right now to staying motivated when it comes to having a positive mindset, a positive outlook on everything that's going on? I know I'm doing a ton of research on some new projects that I'm going to be launching in May. Something very exciting, and I already announced it on my best friend's podcast, which if you don't listen to Transparent Coco by Carissa Corona, you should. She has a wealth of knowledge on many topics. But on May 29th, I will be launching on my Instagram, my IGTV, I will be launching my very own talk show. So Tasha Talks will be the name of the segment, and I will be launching that. So I'm just doing research on how to put out the best content and how to pre-record some content even during this quarantine time. But what are you guys all doing? I just want to know. Send me some comments, send me some emails. I want to know what's going on with everybody. But kind of going into a Church Girl Rehab topic, how are you feeling about church and God during this time that church got canceled? I know a lot of churches are live streaming and pre-recording services and launching them on Sundays. And I know that my church is doing that as well. And it's a different experience. I mean, I still felt the presence of God during worship and during the message. And the message this week was great. Doug, if you're listening, I thought it was one of the best messages you've ever preached. And I think you've preached some pretty good ones. But I just thought it was one of your top three best messages. So it was really good. And I enjoyed being able to be home during it, even though it was a different vibe. It was nice to see everyone's comments on the screen as they were popping up as we were watching. I felt like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm socializing. And that was a great thing to feel. But are we staying within the things we know to do to keep our faith alive and active during a time where we don't have the fellowship? Are you guys still getting in your quiet time? Are you still studying your word, still having your time of prayer and meditation? And I think right now it's a very important time to keep those things going. One, for your faith, but also two, for your sanity, because I mean, put on some worship music and have an hour or two of worship, and there's an hour or two of your day gone by. Because I know a lot of us can get a little stir crazy, a little bored, or we've deep cleaned our house 5 times already. So use this time as a very productive time for your faith. I was talking to one of my former youth kids just about different life stuff with her, but I shared a nugget with her that God kind of bestowed upon me like a year or two ago. Like, take each moment by moment, and in every moment, think, would future me do this? Is this going to benefit future me? Now, that can be a hard thing to think about right now, as you can kind of see future you still on the couch for the next month. But what about after that? What about when life gets back to quote unquote normal? Who do you want to be when quarantine is over? Because we have the time to work on that right now. We have the time to spend an hour reading our Bible when before all of this, we could probably squeeze in 5-10 minutes. You know, we have the time to look at the history of biblical characters and just dive in deeper in our prayer time and in our meditation. Are we taking advantage of this time that we've been given so future us benefits from this time? I think that's something to honestly think about. And I think it's something that we should all be doing, quite frankly. We should all try and come out of this the best versions of ourselves. For me, I'm trying to, you know, read more books, work out more. I'm working out twice a day right now, because I have the time. Our house is stocked full of groceries. I don't have to go to the store. I don't have to do errands. None of that stuff that I would typically have to do. So I can focus on mental, spiritual, and physical health of myself. So when this is over, I come out, I walk out my front door, and it is glow up 100. And I think that we should all take time to think, like, how do I want to come out of quarantine? Do I want to come out of quarantine lazy and with a huge indent on my couch, you know? Or do I want to come out thriving and ready to tackle whatever life after quarantine looks like? For me, I want to come out of this quarantine with all of the behind the scenes stuff for my businesses completely taken care of, so that I can run into my businesses through the rest of this year with massive success. Because I think that's something, that is something that I want for my life, and God has given me that time to do that. If you want to start the online business, you want to actually open the restaurant or whatever that you want to do, you have the time to do that. If you're quarantined at home, you have the time to take the online class. If they're offering something like that, you have the time to buy the cookbook and practice the recipes. You have the time to look into what it takes to have an LLC or a small business license. You have the time to practice sewing garments if you want to make clothing. You have the time to write the Bible study you've always wanted to write. This time is a blessing. And I know a lot of us can have fear and worry and frustration, but it's one of those blessings in disguises, I think. And I just want to make sure that we're all taking advantage of that. And especially when it comes to our faith, like, don't slack off right now because you're stuck at home. Right now is the time to thrive. Right now is the time where you can get the closest to God. Right now is the time where you can have so much fellowship with Him and so much time to grow your knowledge, your biblical knowledge, so that when you come out of this, you are the strongest faith version of yourself. So today, take some time, write down 5 goals that you want to achieve by the time quarantine is over, by the time you walk out your front door on the first day we're allowed to leave quarantine. Who do you want to be? Write 5 goals on how to become that person and work on those every day. Work on them every day. fill your day with those things that you've always wanted to do and the steps to always the person you've always wanted to be. Look at this as a blessing in disguise. Because I think it is. I definitely think it's a season of, like, it's a short winter. And we're going to come into spring and we're all just going to blossom. We can all come out of this thriving and blossoming into whatever we want to be. Because we have the time to become that. I want to come out of this shredded. I don't want to get shredded. I'll definitely come out of this with some weight loss. I want to come out of this with my show figured out. I want to come out with this with, you know, my books finished. I have the time to do that. You have the time to reach your goals. You have the time to have a better relationship with Jesus. You have the time to have the best relationship with Jesus you've ever had with him. Can you imagine what your life would be like by the end of this month, when this is hopefully over? Can you imagine how strong your faith is? Can you imagine the mountains that you can move in your life if you take the time every day to really dive in and work on that relationship? Because that's what our faith is. It's a relationship with Jesus. You have the time to devote to the relationship. So imagine how strong and amazing your relationship with Jesus could be on April 30th. It's the first today as I'm recording this. Imagine who you could be on the 30th. And do moment by moment, every choice, think, is this what future me would do? Is this how future me acts when it comes to Bible time? Is this how it comes to prayer time? And then strive to do that. Because church doesn't have to happen inside of a church building. Your faith doesn't have to happen inside of a church building. We're learning that right now. We have church in our living rooms on Sunday. And I think that's something that especially my generation has needed to learn, is that church isn't inside the building. Church isn't necessarily like, we love the fellowship, we love going to church, we love all of that, I'm not saying that. But if you can't have church inside your own house with your own family, what's the point of going to church and dealing with other people or having community with other people if you can't have community inside your own home with the people that you live with? With the time that you've been given at home, if you can't dive in and study your word, what's the point of going to church? What is it? If it's just to hang out and meet people, that's not why you go to church. You go to church to fellowship and to go deeper with Jesus and with his people. It's not where you make friends there, but it's not your social escape. If you guys understand what I'm putting out there. And I hope you do. I hope this is coming across positive. Because if we can't even figure out how to do our faith at home, then we're in big trouble. And right now we have the time to figure it out. So where do you want your faith to be on April 30th? And what are the 5 things you can do to get there? What are things you can do to reach goals that you've always wanted to reach? If you want to lose weight, put on a YouTube video. Your kids will play around you. My 7-month-old sits in his bouncer while I do my exercises, and he thinks it's funny because mommy's moving weird, but I'm getting things done even though I'm at home. Like, don't try and find excuses. Try and find a way. Because there is a way, because we have the time. Who do you want to be on April 30th? Where do you want your faith to be on April 30th? Think on that this week. And I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. I am Natasha Ingman. I am your host here on Church Girl Rehab. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. You are loved. You are wanted. You are amazing. Thanks, guys.